Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations,
tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. So let's be honest, after the 18 months that we've all just had, a little bit of escapism, and even if we can't leave the country, just thinking about travelling somewhere beautiful.
Yeah, is and talking us, about it.
And talking about it is keeping us sane at the moment. So today we thought we would do a travel special, where to take your kids on holiday, a Q&A for you guys. We thought it would just kind of be helpful to figure out the spots that you can go to, the best places for kids, throw the questions out to you guys and get somebody who knows exactly what she's talking about when it comes to travel. She's looking at me like she doesn't, but she does. Mum to 100, she's just told me. Travel writer. She started blogging about 6 years ago. She says people don't know her as Rachel. People will know her as Lux Family 5. Please welcome Rachel to the podcast.
Yay!
So nice to be here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on. Have you managed to get away much in the last 18 months?
So we were really lucky that over Christmas, we were meant to go away for 8 days, and then we ended up away for 4 weeks because we kind of got stuck out where we were. So yeah, in 18 months, I've actually only been away 4 weeks, which is absolutely crazy for a travel blogger to only be away that amount of time. But I am going away tomorrow, and we are going to be away for 4 weeks. So yeah.
Where are you going to, Rachel?
So tomorrow I'm starting off in Santorini. We're then popping over to Bahamas and then over to Mykonos.
Oh my
god. Popping over to the Bahamas. Oh, I'm not sure we can have Rachel on the podcast now, actually. I've changed my mind.
I bought the podcast. We're off.
Rachel, tell us how you started Lux Family 5.
So Lux Family 5 was started just, I guess, back in the day when Instagram was quite new and we were all just like having a little go of it. I wasn't very serious about it. And then I actually took my kids out of school and we decided that we were going to give up our jobs and we were going to go traveling with our children. So we did a whole loop of the world 4 years ago. And that's when I really started to take it a little bit serious because people started to show an interest. And I was getting people in my inbox going, oh, it's like a TV show. I'm going to like tune in every night to see where you are. I think we did 16 countries in 100 days.
Wow.
So that's when I really kind of started to take it serious and thought, oh, actually, I could do something with this. People are interested in watching us go on holiday as such.
Yeah. Gosh. And had you always been into travel? Like, had that always been one of the things that you loved doing? Right, okay.
So before, I used to host a travel show over in America. So I was living in the Bahamas. I was hosting a show out there in the Bahamas. And then I came back and I kind of, you know, met my husband, started to have the children, started to have family, and it kind of stopped. But I always had these itchy feet. I just can't stay in one place. I've never lived in the same house for longer than 3 years. I'm that kind of person. So it was always in me. And then when I met my husband and he liked travel as much as I did, I was just like, right, we're doing this. We're going. I don't care how we do it, but we are going to take these children and they're going to see the world.
It's such an amazing gift that you can give a child. And I don't know, George, if you feel this, but when I was single, I mean, I've done endless trips. Like I did two massive like gap years, I guess. I just put my backpack on and went off, and I was away for 10 months and ended up in Mexico, all over the place, and did ski season. And like I grew up in Kenya, so travel's been a big part of my life. But since having the kids, and obviously we've been going through a pandemic, it's been, I guess, been made to feel slightly more sort of fearful about the process of travel. And the whole world has been locked down, and it's quite difficult now to get back into that. You know, you think about getting on a plane now and you're a bit like, oh, do you know what, I'll just stay locally, or
yeah,
I might just get the train to Scotland, or I can't be bothered, or I don't know what it's going to be like. So I guess how do we get back to that place where the world opens back up, and how do we sort of grow in confidence again to take our kids to these places?
I mean, I think people have always been nervous about taking their kids anywhere. I think it's something it just gives you the nerves anyway. And I always say to people, doing it isn't as bad as thinking about doing it. You know, just get on that plane. And I think, you know, I said to my husband, I said, I think people like us have to get out there and show people that it's okay. The world is open again. And if you're organized, you can do it. I think it's just about seeing other people doing it. And I'm like, I am going to take that step. I'm even a little bit nervous because it has been a while since we traveled and things are different now. I mean, I've got a right mess about these tests, what I need, what I don't. And, you know, I can understand how somebody who's not used to traveling will now be like, oh, do you know what? It's not worth it. But it is. It really is. And, you know, if anybody can just even just watch us for the next couple of weeks, if I can like help one family decide that actually, yes, I am going to do it, then I say my job is done. Yeah. I just think it's about making the decision and going, do you know what? It can't be that bad.
How do we get more organized to travel at the moment? Top tips for being more organized.
Things are changing every single day. So my top tips would be to check with the government website of where you're going to, if they have any restrictions, who has to test for what, and check with your airline what their requirements are. That's really all you need to do. That's the only thing that's really changed. And, you know, it's very well set out on the government website. So, you know, keep checking. Or even though it's going to change every day, every week, you know, I said we're going to the Bahamas in 2 weeks' time. It's very different getting in there now as it was 2 weeks ago. But as long as you know where to check, everything is absolutely normal. In fact, when I traveled at Christmas, I felt safer traveling with the extra requirements than I did before.
Right.
Listen, we've had so many questions because I think, like you say, even before coronavirus, lots of families were a bit nervous about traveling anyway because you hear so many horror stories with kids. So we will just jump into the questions. Zoe, are you going to kick us off?
Yeah, let's do it. This is from Elise. How to deal with jet lag with smallish kids? Is a long haul holiday really worth it?
Okay, so the rule of thumb is, and I think you have to prepare yourself for this, jet lag, it takes children on average 2 days either side to climatize to the time difference. So if you've got it in your head that you know that it's going to be a little bit difficult for the first 2 nights and then you'll be fine, it doesn't make it that scary. I always try also, this is just something that I've always done, before I get on the plane, I reset my clock. So I reset my watch to the time of where I'm going. And I say, instead of saying, oh, you know, it would have been 7 o'clock at home, I never say that. I'm on that time of the place that I'm going from the minute that I get on the plane. Right. So if my child's having naps, I'll make sure that it's to the time of where we're going and not the time that it is when we're on the plane. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah, definitely. You just try and get into it straight away.
Just jump straight in.
And just never say, oh, my mum used to say this all the time, oh, but it's 11 o'clock at home.
It's irrelevant.
It's like, no. And just be prepared that it will take 2 days. And once those 2 days are up, you know, the kids will be in that time zone.
It's fine and it'll be worth it. This is from Coral. What to do about car seats when hiring a car or taking taxis?
Okay, so what I do is I pre-book all my cars on the holiday. So I see these people carrying car seats through the airport. You absolutely don't have to do that. The chances are everywhere you go in the world, there are going to be children, which means there are going to be car seats. I don't worry about running out of anything. There are children where you're going. You just need to, again, be organized. All the hotels will offer, you know, cars. I just pre-book my taxi with a car seat and then I just use hotel cars everywhere and just make sure that, you know, the car seats are already pre-booked.
Yeah, and also, in some countries, I know in Dubai, you can book, like on Uber, but it's not Uber, I can't remember, it's Kareem or something, isn't it? And you can book taxis on your phone, like you would an Uber, with a car seat. And we just don't have that here, but in lots of countries, they're actually better set up.
They really are. And I think that, you know, people worry about going to other countries, but to be fair, a lot of the countries really are well set up for children and families. Mm. They have to be. They have to be.
Yeah.
Mm. Brilliant. Love that. Okay, this is from Melanie. Rachel, help. 2-year-old sleeps in a cot at home, but will be in a bed on holiday. What do I do?
Take your travel cot. Travel cots are amazing. I mean, I was still taking my travel cot with my 3-year-old. Right. I actually prefer travel cots to the beds that you get there anyway. Take a travel cot with you. You can check it in. You don't have to like carry it around with you. You can check it in. You can just pick it up at the other end. Once it's in your room, it's there. You don't have to move it around. Take a travel cot.
Oh, that's such a good idea, isn't it? Because in my head then I was just thinking, what, take a travel cot with you? Mine's like, what, and have to lug it around? But you just take it in your taxi to the airport, check it in, pick it up the other side, put it back in a taxi the other end, and then put it in the hotel room.
Yeah, because also... Right. Sometimes the cots that they give you are horrendous, aren't they?
They are. I had this yesterday. I had somebody say to me, oh, you know, they're not giving me a wooden cot at the hotel, so I've got to take my travel cot. I was like, no, I would prefer to take the travel cot. Anything. Yeah. And now, not naming any brands, but some brands have amazing, like easy to put up. I got one. It's literally just a flick it and it's up.
What one have you got?
No, please name brands. We like naming brands.
The Bugaboo has a new travel cot. It's absolutely incredible. You put it up in like 2 seconds, literally 2 seconds. It's a flip up, flip down. Gone are the days when you're like climbing in there trying to like...
Yeah. Pull the sides out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, this Bugaboo one is my absolute go-to.
Brilliant.
Okay, great.
I bet this one will come up a lot, actually. Going out for dinner with a 1-year-old or just don't bother? I think there's always that thing, isn't there? Like, do you try and get them to sleep in the buggy so you can sit down and enjoy a dinner, or do you just let them be awake? What do you do?
Do you know what? I do it. Take them, and do you know what? If it all goes wrong, you can always go back to the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on your time on holiday. It's up to you what you do. So if you go out and it's amazing, great. If you go out and, you know, it all goes wrong, just go back to the rooms. I would always say try.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a really good advice. I would be the same. Last time we got out to Kenya, whenever it was, nearly 18 months ago, the kids were obviously 18 months younger, and we tried to go to a restaurant. Obviously, it was all outdoors and stuff, and Kit was so little, and I think it was in his reflux time, and just halfway through the meal, when he had just been crying, we just were just like, let's just go. See you later. Paid for the pizzas and just went, because it just wasn't working for us. But I'm glad we did it and gave it a shot rather than missing out of seeing our friends, you know. So I think sometimes it is worth it.
I remember going to a hotel in Barbados, and there was a very well-known footballer couple who have lots of children. And I just remember sitting there, and she was adamant that she was going to go for dinner, and she would just walk this child up and down the restaurant in the buggy. And nobody would bat an eyelid, because they're like, yeah, we're in there, it's fine.
Yeah.
Some nights they stayed, and some nights it wasn't working and they went.
Yeah, so true.
Great. Okay, this is from Jennifer. Family of three. We want to travel abroad to a nice place, but doesn't cost a fortune. Any tips?
Ooh. Do you know what? Yeah. Dubai, I know it's a go-to, but Dubai has some amazing family deals on. You know, and a lot of these hotels always check for their family programs as well. You can get like buy one room, get the interconnecting room free in a lot of hotels. Yeah. Now, they don't actually advertise this, but if you ask, they run them. So Dubai is a really nice one. Go-to for me, actually, Ibiza.
Ibiza's great for families.
It's absolutely brilliant for families. You know, Mallorca's brilliant for families. I think Ibiza might be top of my list at the moment, you know.
Yeah, Ibiza's still really expensive. I mean, I love Ibiza. We go there quite a lot. But Ibiza is, and particularly at the moment, obviously the travel advice is changing every day, but obviously currently it's on the amber list. I was checking the other day, the hotels are just through the roof and they're completely sold out everywhere and all that kind of stuff. But it just depends on whether you've been double jabbed, whether you can go to various different countries. Portugal's a really good shout for kids. I really love it for kids. Yeah. It's really family orientated.
Vale do Lobo, Quinta. Yeah, absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous. And they do a lot of villas over there as well, which I actually like staying in a villa when you've got a family. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's one of my favourite things to do. And over in Vale do Lobo, amazing villas over there, yeah. Again, at the moment, you've got to pre-book. It's just everybody's sitting there going, you know, I don't know one person that said, oh, do you know what? I've had a lovely time sitting at home this year. I think I might do the same again next year.
Exactly. Any websites where you can get particularly good deals?
Well, you can come to me. I actually work as a travel agent. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So I have access to kind of over 80 suppliers. I work with all the big, you know, TUI's, your Olympics. You know, TUI's always a nice one. Olympic Holidays do some amazing package holidays at great deals. Yeah.
Yeah. We've just booked Croatia. I wish I'd known, Rachel. I could have come to you, but literally about 2 hours ago. We've just booked Croatia because Croatia's currently on the green list and we're not quite double jabbed. So we've just done that. But I've just spent the last week just kind of trawling the internet and having a look at all the deals and stuff. And like you said, TUI came up trans. We've booked Le Meridien, which has got a really great kids club. This is in Split. I've never been to Croatia before, so I'm so excited to go traveling and kind of see it again. It'll be lovely.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And also, I remember like a lot of there's the Olympic holidays. They do like offers codes where you can get money off. A lot are doing like free child's places at the moment. You know, so while like travel is very much in the forefront of everybody's minds, there are some amazing deals out there if you look for them.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so this is from Pamela. Traveling with a toddler who is too big for a travel cot, but not in a bed yet. What to do?
In that case, I would just ring the hotel up and ask for the cots that they offer. You know, they are big, you know, the big wood ones. I know yeah. We just said we prefer travel cots, but the ones that they give you, they are big. Mm. And you can put them right next to the bed. Yeah, I would always ring in advance and just say, listen, can we have a cot?
Yeah.
Another good option, I don't know if you agree with this, Rachel, but is making up a bed on the floor. Like, I was always the kid that was asleep in a bed on the floor. So just pulling off the sofa, you know, mattresses, just putting three of the kind of seats of this, and then just put, I think that's how I transitioned. And then you just put pillows down the side. They can't roll anywhere. They're not going to go anywhere. If you're in a room with them, it's absolutely fine. Yeah. You know, if they don't like being in a cot, then why not try
Absolutely. And also putting loads of cushions around them. I do that when my daughter stays at my mum's house. We literally just put cushions all the way around the bed. And then she's kind of like, you know, it doesn't really matter. She can get herself down if she really wants to, but she kind of doesn't. So, well, sometimes. Yes.
this is from Natalie. Natalie is an extremely nervous flyer and doesn't know how to fly with her 2.5-year-old and a newborn at the same time. Can I have some tips, please?
Do you know what? I'll let you into a secret. I am petrified of flying.
Oh, really?
Petrified. And I don't know why I chose this as my job. But yeah, you'd be surprised at how many people are scared of flying. I actually watched some YouTube videos which were absolutely incredible on fear of flying. I think that my fear got worse with children. So that's absolutely normal for people to suddenly have more fear when you're with children. I just think for me, it was very much like, do I want to show my kids the world? Just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
It's kind of like feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, you're not the only person on that flight that is petrified. Because I think that's the one thing. Like, I sit there going, oh my God, am I the only person that thinks this is all going to go horribly wrong? Am I the only person that's scared? Everybody looks so like excited. But chances are the person next to you is just as petrified as you are. It's quite normal. But YouTube have some amazing little mini videos. Just to kind of calm your nerves a little bit.
Yeah, and you can also do a fear of flying course. A couple of my friends have done that as well.
BA do one, I think Virgin do one, and EasyJet did a really, really good one. I actually did it years ago, and it was so interesting. It was so interesting. Because it's all those little noises, isn't it? Like, what's that? What's that? And then the more you fly, the more noises you hear that you didn't hear before, and you're like, nope, that's not right, that's not right. But these fear of flying courses are really good because you get the captain, you can ask him anything.
Yeah, they're worth doing.
Yeah.
They're worth doing.
What do you do about naps on a holiday? Mine won't sleep in the pram.
So I have had times with my first child where I would go back to the room and put them in the cot and then sit there. And then I thought better of it. And I just thought, you know what? Sometimes I will let them nap in the room. Sometimes I will let them not nap. Do you know what I used to do when I had to go back to the room for them to nap? I just made sure that I phoned the hotel in advance and got a really nice room with a balcony or a garden so that I could actually sit outside while the baby napped. Hotels are really used to people asking for this kind of thing, by the way. So even if you just say, listen, my baby's going to take their naps in the room, can you give me a room where I will be able to sit outside, where I will be close to the pool, where I can hear the baby, but I'm also enjoying my holiday at the same time? Because the last thing you want to do is get stuck in a room without you with a baby.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. And typically they'll probably sleep longer than ever because you're sat in a dark room with them.
Always. But yeah, just call the hotel in advance and just ask for a room where you'll be able to sit out or with a garden or somewhere where you can still enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Even though the baby's inside.
Good tip.
Yeah. This one really rings true with me. Airplane travel with a toddler. Does it ever really work? And in my experience, it is a fucking disaster. Yeah. Generally. Yeah.
I think we've just got to take it that the hardest age to fly with a child is between 13 months and 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not forever. When you get past the two and a half, it's easier. I think somebody was once told me about the attention span of children, and it gets more as they get older. So by the time they get to three, you can actually sit them down and they'll be able to maybe watch half a film or something. But at, you know, 13 months to 2 years, I think we just got to suck it up, girls. Lots of walks up and down. You know, the aeroplane is really fun. Actually, I get a lot of questions where people go, what do I take for my 1 year old? I'm like, well, they love to play with like, the cards and the window and the thing. Actually have a look around you at the aeroplane. What can your child actually play with around you?
It's a new experience, isn't it, for them? Even just watching people, looking out the window, like all that kind of stuff is fun.
Yeah, and also I think you've just got to keep it in your mind that when you get there, that's when the holiday begins. Because, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I've had flights from hell, you know, with Kit in particular, when someone, he cried for, I would say 6 hours, and I just could not settle him. And people were coming over like, oh, have you given him some milk? And I was like, oh no, I'm starving him at the back of the plane. That's what I'm doing. I don't feed my child. But I think at that point, I was just like, just get me there. That I just clung on. And it is always worth it when you get there and you realize that you're on holiday. You just got to, like, mindset.
Expectations low.
Yes.
And it's not forever. You will get there. And then also, I have expected the death stare. You know that when somebody looks at you, you're like, huh? I got a baby. I used to feel awful. I apologize for my child crying. And then I'm like, no. They're children. It's what they do.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Family-friendly hotels with good, clean kids clubs.
So if we're doing, like, let's go with long haul. So somewhere like the Maldives, you've got Candima. I think it was voted like the best kids club ever. It's got a pirate ship that squirts water. So people are like, oh, Maldives isn't child friendly. Maldives is really child friendly. I mean, they're really well set up. So Maldives, it would be something like Candima. If you want to go over to the UAE, there's a little island off of Abu Dhabi called Zayn Nuri. And again, they've got a water park. It's very adulty. To look at it, you'd think it was the Maldives. You know, you've got the swings in the sea, but then in the middle of the island, they've got this amazing water park. So I'm like,
oh, wow.
That's amazing. Because a lot of the time, you don't just want it to be children. You want the adults to have a nice time as well. Again, anywhere in Vila de Lobo in Portugal, you've got loads of water parks near there, loads of hotels that are child friendly. And if you're going to the UK, a lot of the UK hotels nowadays have people that come in. Have you heard of, is it Sharky and George?
Yes.
An event company. They've now started to take over a lot of the UK kids clubs.
Wow.
So they go in and they do events at the weekend. I know that Beaverbrook has one that they do, but they're taking over quite a few of the UK hotels.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good as well. Because what you want is a balance between having a holiday for yourself, but making sure that the kids are entertained as well so that you guys can have a drink and kind of, you know, a bit of adult time too. Yeah.
You want it to be your holiday too. And I love a kids club.
Yeah.
I love a kids club. I mean, I make it my mission for my children to test out every kids club going.
It's part of their job.
For review purposes. Yes.
And there are a few where adults aren't even allowed in. So if you're going over to like the Atlantis ones, sometimes the adults aren't allowed in. It's that much fun. They're just like, no adults. And I'm like, oh, can I come in here? And they're like, no, not for adults.
And then it's more fun for the kids, I guess.
Yeah, it's like secretive.
Camper van holidays, fun or stressful? Thinking about taking our 5 and 3-year-olds on a tour of Canada.
Ooh.
Wow, what an amazing trip that would be.
I've never done it, but it's my dream. I just want to hire a big van and just drive. I think it would be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. I would say, yes, absolutely do it.
I agree.
Yeah. And like you say as well, there are lots of children in Canada, so you don't need to kind of prepare too much because everywhere you go, there's going to be stuff.
There will be stuff. Don't worry. There will absolutely be nappies and milk wherever you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And maybe break it up so you're not doing massive distances with a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. Just, you know, cut a couple of hours or half a day's driving and then get somewhere and have a couple of days there so they can kind of climatize to it. I don't think driving days on end with a 3-year-old would be that fun.
No, I think you definitely have to. I mean, when we did our trip, it wasn't quite the same, but we were going from one place to another, to another, to another. And I made sure that we did at least 4 to 5 days in each place so the kids could just, and then on we go to the next because too much change can be a little bit disorientating for them.
Yeah,
definitely. Yep. This is from Susie, best all-inclusive in Europe.
I would say Sani or Ikos.
Yeah,
those two are absolutely amazing. They're well catered. They're really nice. I would definitely say one of those two.
Okay. Fears over traveling with allergy kiddo. I'm neurotic about places not being careful enough.
I have a life-threatening nut allergy. So this is where I kind of come into my own. It's scary. It is scary. But my best tip would be if you are not sure, do not eat it.
Yes.
You know, just stay away if you're not sure. Nowadays, I would say 99% of the hotels I've been to have been absolutely incredible. If you're staying in a hotel, make sure that you go and you speak to the chef. You can ask to speak to them. 9 times out of 10, they will make my food separately. Buffets, I try and stay away from, in all honesty, because of the cross-contamination. Just explain to the head waiter, listen, cross-contamination, they will make you something. I mean, I've found that even over the past 3-4 years, you know, these hotels are really, really like coming up with their allergy information. Everything's labeled. It's not such a worry anymore because it is so, you know, they're so helpful. But I would say just be wary. If you're in any doubt, do not eat and don't eat street food.
Don't eat street food
because you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Stick to named restaurants rather than like your local one. It is hard. It is hard, and I found it hard traveling. Obviously, some countries are better equipped, but just ask and ask and ask, and if in doubt, don't eat it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Good advice.
How to get a toddler to sleep on a night flight. I've been here.
Oh, gosh.
Dare I say Piriton? No, I'm not allowed to say that.
Calpol.
No, Calpol, Piriton.
Calpol, Piriton, yeah. Do you know what? My main advice for this would be to absolutely tire them out at the airport and be that last person to get on the plane. You know when they go, oh, families and children, people with children and people who need extra help, get on the plane first. Why would you want to sit on that plane an extra hour? Why would you want to sit on that plane an extra minute than what you have to? We're always the last people on the plane. I tire my children out. And then as soon as they get on the plane, my little one, I'm like milk and fingers crossed they fall asleep on takeoff. But it's all about trying to skip the nap previous to getting on the plane. And then
they'll crash out.
Them out.
Hopefully they'll crash out.
And do you know what? If they don't sleep, they don't sleep.
Yeah. You just don't want them going absolutely bonkers, do you? What do you think about face masks? Not face masks. They're going to be mandatory. Eye masks and travel pillows and things like that for them.
So my little ones love a travel pillow. I've never given them a face mask, strangely. Travel pillows, absolutely. You can get some really good. I don't know if you guys have seen like the Jet Kids boxes.
Yes, the little boxes and they can sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's one called My Plane Pal as well, which is a blow up, where it literally makes the seats into like a bed and it's so much easier for them to lay down.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
So I would definitely invest in some kind of bed.
I actually saw one on Amazon because I think that, I can't remember how much they are, but they're quite expensive. But I saw one on Amazon the other day for like £15. I will link it on our Instagram. And I thought, well, that's worth a try, isn't it? Because £15, even if it doesn't work out and you end up leaving it at your destination, it's not the end of the world.
And a lot of these ones are now, the blow-up ones are really good. And you get a tiny little pump that you're allowed on. It's what you're allowed on the plane. And it just pumps it up and it just fills the gap between the end of the seat and the seat in front. So they feel a little bit more. Because I think a lot of the time, kids trying to sleep on the plane, it's because they're uncomfortable in their seats and it's a squish and they can't, you know. So these little, you know, inventions, I'm all for them. Yeah, I'm all for them.
Yeah.
Best week all-inclusive for a family of four, five-year-old and a two-year-old, but under £3,000.
Do you know what is really nice is Pine Cliffs in Portugal. I'm sure that's an all-inclusive. And you can get some really, really good deals on there. Really good deals. Although, again, look at Chewy, because Chewy have all the all-inclusive holidays. You know, most of their holidays are aimed at families. They're really well, you know, priced. So, yeah, have a little look on Chewy.
Yeah, booking.com or any of the other ones that you can do, like a hotel and a flight and do an all-inclusive that way.
Booking.com is really good, although it's not at all protected and it's not got ABTA. So just be careful. I think a lot of people think booking.com is covered and you're not actually covered at booking.com at all. For a big holiday, a package where you're spending a lot of money, I would go for a reputable like package supplier.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Great advice. There was, and actually, when I was just, because we, as I said, we've just booked Split, when I was going through the whole process, it actually worked out cheaper for me to book directly with the hotel. Once I'd found the hotel, it was about £400 cheaper to book straight to them. So I just cut booking.com out of it and went.
Oh, and do you know what? I love booking direct with the hotel because you have that little one-to-one with them. You can ask for what you want. It's so much easier. You've not got that middleman you have to go through. If you want to change anything, it's great.
It's just straight there. Yeah.
Recommendation for baby-friendly honeymoon, please. Would love sun and a little bit of luxury.
I'm going to go back to Zainuri in Abu Dhabi. Absolutely beautiful. You think you're in the Maldives. It's great for children. 100 trillion percent. When I was there, I said to my husband, actually, I was like, I would have come here on our honeymoon. So, 100%.
Yeah.
Brill.
Yeah. How do you feel about Africa? Have you traveled in parts of Africa?
The only thing that will put people off Africa is the jabs that you have to get and the yellow fever and the malaria tablets you have to get for certain areas. But we did, you mentioned about being living in Kenya. So we did Kenya, we did Samburu. I loved it.
It's a very special place to go, actually. And I totally hear you. I think it's more frightening than it actually is in reality, because you kind of look at all the checklists as in, you know, the things that you have to take. And like you said, obviously the malaria, that's one thing that I'm always concerned about with the kids. And actually the last couple of times that we've been, Luna and Kit, we haven't given them malaria tablets, but we go through a herbalist and get this super duper strong Mozzie spray. And in the evenings, I think because I grew up there, I'm a little bit more relaxed about it. We put longs on them, you know, they sleep under mosquito nets and stuff. And then when Isla goes, she takes children's Malarone. So we kind of cover her that way. But that is a personal choice depending on, you know, families. But some of my best friends live there and they've got kids and they just go through the precautions and do what they can. But
again, there are children everywhere.
Yeah.
I would take my children back to Kenya in a heartbeat. Absolutely. They're so welcoming and they are so lovely with the children over there.
If we could just get it off the red list, Rachel, then I can see my mum again.
Should we just finish on this one? Because this is like a universal question.
Yeah, go on.
How do you get your kids to wear sun cream?
Oh, I chase them around a lot. I scream, I shout, and then I cry.
Great, perfect.
Amazing. What, as in, if you put the sun cream on, I will give you two ice creams at the beach.
Basically, yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. Rachel, you're a girl after our own heart. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. If you do have any other questions, please drop us a note or send Rachel one directly. And yeah, been an absolute treat. Let's get us on the plane, Rach.
Can't wait.
Let's. Thank you so much, girls.
First travel Q&A that we've ever done. Perfect person.
And you're going on holiday and I'm not, like, this, so this is just annoying me, actually, this chat.
You're going to Whitstable.
Yeah, but it's not. I want to be going on a plane somewhere. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I'm going to be searching the internet for a good deal. Or maybe I'll tap at Rachel and see if she can book me something.
What was great, wasn't it? Because she was like, I'm a travel agent too, so come to me.
Yeah, you can go to her, exactly. And I was just thinking about like some of the hotels that, or, you know, places we've been to with the kids that have been great. And there's so many of the hotels.
Yeah, where do you love?
Well, I mean, I grew up in Portugal, so Portugal's really easy for us because we obviously know like all the good restaurants to go to and all that kind of stuff. So we took Axel to the Conrad in Portugal when I was pregnant with Gigi, and I definitely shouldn't have flown. And there's a great kids club there, but I think that starts at 3 years old. But they do offer like a babysitting service. But there's loads in the Algarve. Like there's one called the Anantara, and there's another one called the Tivoli, which is towards Villamora, and there's a bit more to do there, like water parks and all that kind of stuff. I love Portugal. And then also my mum and I went to Tenerife when I was pregnant with Gigi, and I'd never been there before. Yeah, but we wanted some sun in March, and obviously the flight isn't too far, and we stayed at somewhere called the Bahia del Duque Resort. And
the Bahia del Duque. Come on,
yeah,
dude. Put your back into it.
And there was a kids club. We didn't use it, but we were only there for 5 days. And I did see loads of kids in there. And it was just, you know, like an easy holiday. You just turn up. We didn't leave the hotel. We just ate in the various restaurants. We relaxed. And that was that. I would definitely recommend that. So,
well, one of my favorite places to go in the summer is a place called Avoria, which is in France. It's in the French mountains. So in the winter, it's a ski resort, but in the summer, it's an alpactif holiday. So you've got like, if you've got older kids that's sort of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, that sort of age, they've got ice skating, they've got lugeing, they've got all these amazing hikes, they've got loads of BMXing, they've got like leapfrog club, they've got a swimming pool, because it gets really, really hot in the town in the summer.
Yeah.
So it's a slightly different holiday, but it's much more budget, you know, and you can go there for a week and have an amazing kind of adventure holiday. This is not like lying by a pool, but when I was a kid, that's what we used to do every single summer. And actually, we did a lot of the time. We used to drive through France, staying at various different places along the way, ended up swimming in Lake Annecy and then heading up to the mountains. Like, it's a really amazing thing to do with your kids that you might not necessarily think of.
And you've got amazing memories of those trips.
Oh, incredible memories.
And that's
what
it's all about, isn't it, really? Yeah.
Actually, my first snog was round the ice skate rink with a French boy. Guess what his name was? Pierre. Classic. So, that, you know, that was another memory. First.
If you want to teach your kids about snogging.
It's just a lovely place to go. Then obviously, like with my Kenyan upbringing as well, there's an amazing 5-star resort on the coast called White Sands, which is great. And then if you want to go down to the south coast and it's a little bit more like windsurfy and a bit more rough and ready, then we love Diani Beach. There's loads of places. In fact, if you are thinking about Kenya, drop me a DM because I can really help out with places to go and places I know.
Everything.
So
I was going to say, like the last couple of years, since before Gigi was born, I haven't been on a plane because we've obviously been in lockdown. And so we've had a couple of holidays in the UK. We went to Cowley Manor, which is kind of near Cheltenham, actually.
Yeah.
And that's great for kids just because there's huge grounds, but then there's also a spa. They do a babysitting service. That's a really great place to go. And obviously, if you can get in, exactly. But then there's all the usuals, like I think like the Four Seasons in Hampshire is meant to be amazing for kids, and there's water slides and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah, and you can hire out the dog whose name's Charles and you can take him for a walk.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool in itself, isn't it? It's worth
that
a visit.
It is. I mean, get yourself there.
If you've got any recommendations of any great places that we haven't spoken about for kids, holidays, hotels, locations, do drop us a DM. In fact, it might be nice to put a box up and then we can kind of share with everybody, you know, your favourite holiday destinations with your little ones. So we'll make sure we do that by the time the podcast goes out.
Any hidden gems, please send them our way.
Exactly. And as always, we would love you to rate, review, subscribe and follow the podcast. If you can leave us a review, that would be fantastic. And do keep sending in your photos of where you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, we really love seeing those. And also, like we just said, if you have got any like recommendations for places to go, things to do over the summer holidays, please just drop us a DM. We're on @MadeByMamas on Instagram, and we will be back on Tuesday. Made by Mummers is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the wonderful Imogen Hart.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.